Good morning, Jesus. Anytime I see the dawning of a new day, I say thank you, God. Lord, we give you the glory, we exalt you. The weight of who you are, no words can carry it. Lord, we bless you, we thank you for a new day. Thank you for the third day in the month of April 2026. Lord, we are grateful. You are good, you are kind. Your grace has kept us. Your mercy has spoken volumes over our lives. Lord, we bless and appreciate you for today. Today is Good Friday. We are using this day to say thank you for yet another day to remember your death and your resurrection. Lord, we are grateful for how far you've helped us. We thank you because you have been in the midst of our journey and we've been seeing your hands on a daily basis. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for the past. Thank you for the present. Thank you for the future. Thank you because that hope and that future you have for us, we are going to get there in your strength and in your grace. We thank you for everything you are. We thank you for everything you have done. We thank you for opening our eyes to see you and to know you more. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Jesus, for helping us in the journey of our lives. We are very grateful. Let your name only be glorified. We say thank you, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is the fourth day in the month of April 2026, and today is Good Friday. Let me be the first person to wish you happy Good Friday. I pray that the reason for this season will not elude us. We will not miss the reason for this season in Jesus' name. The reason for this season will not be in vain in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to make these words of declaration as we proceed. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I will not be moved in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus goes ahead of me and settles everything that needs to be settled in the name of Jesus Christ. The eyes of the Lord are upon me and his eyes guides me in all I do in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy the favor of the Lord. I will not lack the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I will enjoy the daily provision of the Lord, the provision of the Lord from the north, east and west that God has provided for me. My eyes are open unto them and I receive them with joy and gladness of heart in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus redeemed my day from every evil in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus gives me victory in the name of Jesus Christ. I am an overcomer because I am winning for the place of victory the Lord Jesus Christ has given to me in the name of Jesus Christ. The fire of the Lord before me, the fire of the Lord behind me, the fire of the Lord inside me, the fire of the Lord goes ahead of me and is silent every of my enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Victory is my portion. Testimonies are my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. All throughout my journey today and my journey forward, I will enjoy the pleasantness in the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Testimonies will be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack my daily help in the name of Jesus Christ. My eyes will be open unto the victory that the Lord has given to me in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. With gladness and joy in my heart, I bring this to you this morning. Today is our day of celebration and we are 6 years today. We want to give God the glory. I want us to know that when we are marking any celebration, we are always grateful. That is where we are coming with this joy in our heart to let you know that God has been faithful throughout these years. We started this podcast from 2020 and God has been helping us. The journey has never been rosy. We have encountered a lot of discouragement on the way, but God kept us. He kept us through all and we are grateful for the great things he has done. It has not been the works of man or understanding, but we are grateful and we are appreciating God for how far he has helped us. And in the light of this, we know God has done great things in our lives. It was announced yesterday that for those of us that have testimonies to share, so we'll be expecting our testimonies via any platform that we are using for the word for today, through any of the platform, and we are encouraging us for what God has done in our life through these years. So we are expecting our testimonies for how far God has been faithful in using this platform to be a blessing to you in one way or the other. And so for those of us who are in Nigeria, we can send it through our WhatsApp number, which is 08060 79 63 17. And if you're sending it outside Nigeria, you have to remove the 0 and put +234, and we'll be expecting our testimony because we know God has been faithful. God has been good to us throughout this year, so we are expecting your testimonies and we know that victory is our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is the first day, the first episode in a new year. You know, we are celebrating our 6th year and the first episode in the new year. And the anchor scripture for this month is taken from the book of John chapter 8 verse 32. Before I go into this word of God, I want to encourage us and I want to start with this. The liberty in the word of God is the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. Like we know, today is Good Friday and it is the season where we are remembering the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. And when Jesus died, he said, "It is finished." His death came to finish all works of evil, everything that separates us from the word of God. The word of God came to silence everything. And Jesus, when he died, he said, "It is finished." So we are using this season to celebrate the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. He came and he settled everything for us. And as we are marching gloriously into this new year, because we are celebrating our 6th year, we are marching gloriously. We are walking with this consciousness of the victory that we have gotten in the blood of Jesus. We are walking in the consciousness of the victory that we have gotten in the death and the resurrection of Jesus, because Christ Jesus is no more dead. He's alive. His word is living. He's alive. He's active and powerful. Our anchor scripture is taken from the book of John chapter 8 verse 32. It says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." That means our freedom is in knowing the word of God. Who is the word of God? Jesus is the word of God. He is the son that came to die for us on the cross of Calvary. So the word of God gives us an eye-opening, illuminates our life. So the knowing helps us to activate and to enjoy the liberty that is in the word of God. Amen. So the liberty in the word of God is taken from that word, knowing the truth. And not only knowing it, anytime we know something, there is a spark of freedom it gives to us. It sets us free. That is why the Bible is saying, "You will know the truth." From John 8:32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Verse 31, before that 32 says, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples." So we can be a disciple of God, a real child of God, when we stay in the word. And how can we stay in the word? By knowing the word. When we know the word gives us freedom. It sets us free from everything that is not of God. The word of God is something that is so powerful that we cannot live without. The word of God is strong. In Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16, it says, "Thy word were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart." This place declares that Jeremiah is telling us that receiving and digesting the word of God gives us freedom and liberty. It's an eye-opener to make us know what the word of God is saying. And in Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 1 to 3, the prophet is commanded to eat a scroll containing the message of the word of God. It tasted sweet. It symbolizes the message of judgment, which are sweet to the soul because it's coming from the word of God. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." Every word in the scripture proceeded out of the mouth of God, because the word of God was written out of the inspiration of God through men of God. So the word of God is something very important in our life. We cannot do without the word of God. Our life is dependent on the word of God, because it is in the glory of God that our life is sustained. Without the glory of God, we cannot enjoy the longevity that is in the word of God to make our life stand tall and strong. The beginning of 18 is very, very important, because it serves as the foundation. And the foundation, the depth of the foundation, determines the strength of the building. So as we are starting today, we are starting with this word which says in Exodus 33:15, "If your presence will not go with us, we are going nowhere." And the presence of God carries the word of God. The presence of God is the word of God. Without the word of God, we are on our own. So the presence of God is crucial in our life. That is why we are starting in the word of God. The anchor scripture that was given us for the month of April is, "You will know the truth." What is the truth? The truth is the word of God. And what the word does is sets free. He illuminates our life from every ignorance, from every fear, from every shackles that the devil is using to hold us down. As we go into the word of God, we enjoy the liberty, because the knowing brings freedom. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, "The word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword." We need the word of God because it is active and sharper. So we need to activate it by knowing it. When we know it, we will know how to handle that word that is sharper than two-edged sword. pierces anything, even as hard as bone is, the word of God pierces through it. For every journey we take, we know a journey of a life is like going into the wild. And while we are going into the wild, we have to be prepared. And our preparation is not in five senses, it is in the word of God, knowing the word of God. Our freedom starts by starting our foundation in knowing the word of God, so that we can be sustained in the grace of God. Knowing the beginning brings freedom, because that freedom gives us illumination. The consciousness of this illumination brings awareness against darkness. When we are not aware of what the works of darkness is, we will be trapped in it. The illumination of the word of God gives us freedom, knowledge out of ignorance and fear. The light of God, he said, darkness could not comprehend that light. That is what the word of God does through us. The knowing of the word of God illuminates our life from everything that is against the will of God. Our lives get freedom daily by diving into what the word of God is saying through us, and it is gotten from the scripture. Searching the scripture on a daily basis. Reading, listening to words of inspiration, words of life from holy men of God, and listening to the direction of the Holy Spirit gives us illumination in the word of God. Knowing the word is very crucial to our life. It is paramount to our life. And we will know the truth. The truth is sets us free. Knowing the truth is not a one-time thing. It's a long life thing, a daily thing. Because the word of God is new every day. The message you get today might be different from tomorrow. So as we go in this year, I want to use this word of God to encourage us. From the scripture, it said, the Lord keeps us. He makes his face to shine upon you, and he will be gracious unto you. The Lord lifts his countenance upon you, and his peace will be upon you in the name of Jesus. That is the word of God for us in this year, and we will enjoy more. Our eyes will be opened more and more in the name of Jesus Christ. We use this medium to pray for Nigeria. We speak the word of God to you. It is well with you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer. Brethren, I want us to remember that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Let's prepare, and the grace of the Lord will keep us moving till the end in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Good morning once again. Rejoice with us. We are 6 years. Thank you.